This is Twit.
Yeah, so this was kind of goofy. Like Microsoft, where do they do this? Anyway, Microsoft wrote, the Microsoft design team discussed how they want to find a new font for all things Microsoft. So if you go into Microsoft Word or any of the Office apps today, the default font is called Calibri. And yeah, I think it dates back to 2007.
That one's been around forever. Yeah.
Before that, it was all Times New Roman, which to me today looks horribly
antiquated.
But
ugly.
Yeah. The funny, so anyway, there's a contest, and now they have five fonts that they're pitting against each other, and people can vote about which ones they like. But I put them all into a document, and I got to be honest, they're very subtly different from each other.
Okay, thank goodness you're saying this, because I was looking at them. I'm like, I know I can't see design, but come on. Are they really different?
They're so close, I doubted that I had done it correctly. And so I kind of went back and I looked at, I put the, you know, text selection thing on each line. And it's like, no, those are the right fonts.
They look exactly the same. There's nothing.
Yeah, the only thing you can see there is they all have a different, like the sentence length is different. So you can tell it's like this spacing or something is a little bit off. But yeah.
The only one I like is Bierstadt. And I'm not saying why.
And I know why. See, my favorite is Grandview. I think that's super legible. So they're all sans serif. So they're all very similar. They're like Helvetica.
Very similar.
Yeah. But there are subtle differences. The size of the characters. That's why I like Grandview, because it's got the biggest characters. The kerning. I kind of
It's
like
clean. I mean, I remember liking Verdana back in the day.
Verdana was great. I used that forever, yeah.
And then the Calibri thing is fine. Like, it would never occur to me to change the default font. Like, it seems fine.
No.
Right.
Apple does the same thing. They, I think they use San Francisco now, but periodically they'll change the system-wide font.
Yeah.
And they're going, you know, you're going for, you don't want the font to stand out. You don't want somebody to say, oh, that's a nice font. No, you want it to be legible, clear, and just, you know, background.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Helvetica?
No.
This is like a documentary.
Is that really a movie?
It's a movie about the font. Highly recommend it.
Really?
Highly. Oh, you would love it, Mary
Jo. Would I like it?
Yes.
I would like it?
Totally.
Okay. Really?
Oh, it's wonderful, because it's fascinating.
Is it about typesetting?
There's a lot about, you learn a little bit about typesetting.
Okay.
But but it's a documentary. It came out in 2007. you might think it's a boring subject. Like, actually, now I want to watch it again.
No, look at Micah is saying, this is one of my all-time favorite movies,
See?
Leo.
Micah's got good taste.
And he's an old man and a young man.
He's such a funny. He's so funny. Yeah, I'm 27 and I'm really into fonts. Yeah, no one said no one ever.
Might not want to put that on the dating app.
You know? Put that on Tinder. Slide. Yeah, fonts are my life.
Yeah, don't let ease into the font thing.
Yeah, I don't know where it's available. I think I watched it on Netflix. I don't know if it's still there though. But it's really good. Really recommend it. You'll trust us. Trust me and Micah.
Okay. All right. I'm curious.
If you don't
now.
Trust me, you can trust Micah. And then, which font you guys have to weigh in? Which font do you like here? Tenorite, Bierstadt,
Skeena.
I know.
I can't.
Seaford.
They all look the same. They can pick anyone and I won't care.
I don't like Tenorite. I'm down on Tenorite. Don't like it.
Wow.
Because the letters are squat. I don't like squat letters.
They're very square-ish.
I think, yeah. Bierstadt is fine. I don't have a problem with that one. Bierstadt is probably my next second favorite. Yeah. You know, they're very subtle.
They're very
subtle. Tenorite is good.
Tenorite is not good, Paul.
It's not good.
Show me your ignorance. So are they all going to be?
It's on
in
full
the,
display, Leo.
They will be all be in the menu as you can see them, right? Are they there now?
Yeah. So the way this works, if you have Microsoft Word, it's in there. You'll have to download it before you can use it, but it's super quick. And there's a little icon that indicates you have to download it. But you can test all these right now.
I'm going to do it, but you can't test them as system fonts, just as a font.
Yeah. Right. In documents. Yeah.
Because what this will ultimately be is everywhere, you know, on menus and things like that. So. This will be the system font. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have sort of looked at this and said, No, this is about Microsoft Office, and it's like, I think it's a lot more than that. I think this is literally the font.
People are saying it's the Office font, right? But it's
not. It's the Microsoft font.
It's the system.
The Microsoft font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.